Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're doing it in three parts this week because we've got so many listener questions. We wanted to get to them. You can always send us a little message via Insta story, and we'll read out nearly all of them. Nearly all of them. From Orange. Can Dane get me grand final tickets? Lids off.
Well, the lid is up. Do you vote for North? I can get grand final tickets, yeah, for sure. Obviously, for probably 5x the market value.
One of my favourite responses was from a man that we both worked with a lot. And what do you think I am, ticket tech or something?
I just booked me tickets for some Anzac Day. You can't just go to the fucking – you can't just – like, because I'm a very – special member of the AFL and played a very significant role in the history of the AFL. I'm lucky enough to get tickets every week. They haven't, even though they haven't recognised me yet by putting me in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, don't count your games, make your games count.
That's correct.
But anyway, you have to book your tickets like a month, 6-5 weeks in advance. So you can't just lob to the footy and go, I want to go.
Even watch. For a great player.
Exactly. Like, you have to put them in, and this is mostly for Collingwood games because obviously we have a lot of, like, GWS game, you probably get it, you know, half an hour before Saints, but a lot of the big clubs, you have to order so far in advance. You can't just, like, geez, I want to take my son in the footy, or someone, like, and someone will ring you, like, on a Tuesday, even if I'm not going, like, on the Tuesday before a game, or Collingwood Carlton or whatever, oh, mate, you got to use the footy. Mate, well, you have to fucking tell me 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, who knows where they're going to the footy 4 weeks ago, you know what I mean? It's just, sometimes it's just a spontaneous thing. Oh, yeah, we've got nothing to do today. Let's go out the footy and have a look. But so they make it difficult. But, you know, it is what it is. But I do get 2 grand final tickets for free. So may the highest bidder win.
What was the 2 grand final tickets for? Is that 200 games?
No, I have a thing called a gold pass because I want a Brownlow.
Oh, for the Brownlow, of course. Yeah. from Matt, has Urban Dictionary been cancelled from Swanee and Friends?
No, it doesn't. If the people want it, I'll give it.
We've still been running it. Thanks, Matt. Don't encourage.
Yep. Part one was called Igloing. From Cosmo, how good was it to see those sniggering, cocky Geelong players lose on Friday night?
it was very – Sam, how did your two teams go? Have you decided you're going to have a new team? You bloody – in the part one, you were quite hushed when we were talking about the footy.
Yeah, well, I did write down my prediction for who I thought would win the flag – but I didn't get a chance to say it out loud. But I made sure I wrote it down and I said it to Stephen.
Say it twice now.
Because you guys will laugh at me. That's why I didn't say it out loud.
All the experts will be wrong. So you might as well say it.
Starts with an F, Dane, and I reckon it's flag pies.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just had a feeling before the season started, I had a feeling in my waters. But the few people that I would say it to were like, "Ah, they're not going to win a flag. They're just going to fall off."
Judge on the round one, they're the best side in it. thought you were going to say three. I was going to fucking slam this computer top down. So then I finish it in the top. They finish the bottom four.
Well, you know what?
Speaking of which, Ian's asked, from a trading perspective, Port Adelaide for the flag seems a great play, Ralphie. All right, so from a trading perspective, you got to look at the next 2 or 3 weeks because the market usually doesn't. Hence, I'm saying don't jump off Fremantle, unlike Dane. Port's got Collingwood this week. So unless you think Port can beat Collingwood, and we'll get to math science, don't back him this week.
But is a hint, no.
Right. But if you think, is it up to you, if you think Port will knock off Collingwood, well, their odds for the flag will tighten dramatically. So you're probably better off waiting and then if you've got a home game, I've got the fixture in front of me. But so for flag trading, look at the fixture is definitely the best overview I can give.
Okay.
All right.
Insight.
From Lee. Sam, could you please...
They've got the showdown in round three.
Well, there you go. They should win. So if you definitely... well, actually, we'll get to that later. Lee, Sam, could you please do a movie review of Spanglish in both languages? He's not dropping off, Lee. He's got a bee in your bonnet there. From... Phil from Flemington. How much Rogering will we get from Sam this week? I'm a bit rogered out.
Sorry, Phil. Well, you, in our industry, we say check, but if you say that to civilians, they don't know what you're talking about. So that's why it's habit to revert to Roger. But
okay.
Feedback taken on board. Thanks so much.
From SJ Matho. Great punning again, lads. Is Dane sticking fat with West Coast in 2023? Go North. Hashtag math science.
We can talk about it, maybe North. On their, you know, tip of the cap. They look like fucking world beaters. But they play people who turn their toes up. They look like round 23 for West Coast. They were just getting through to the end of the game. But, you know what? I've come to the realisation they're not trying anymore. So, depends who they play. Let's just say that. I don't know. I'm going to find it very hard to back them all the time. I don't think I can. I think I'm off of Michigan. I'm going to find someone else.
Fair enough.
No. Like I said, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. I just didn't try. So they're going to have to earn some respect back before I back them again. I mean, anything again.
Ralph, can I ask you how much you enjoyed all of the headlines that came out of round one? In particular, I sent you one saying, it's a new dawn down at the for the Dons. Like, how much hype was around Essendon after, like, literally everyone has only played one game.
One game,
And just under half, because there was the draw, just under half the field have also won one game. But it was a you know, dawn of the Dons for Essendon. I could just hear you scoffing and face-palming.
Is that by the same people who said that Essendon were disappointing because they hadn't won a game since last year? Yeah. So you just got to look at the clickbait. The biggest headline that annoyed me, and as Dane often says, the people who say these things themselves don't believe what they're saying most of the time. What worries me is these people actually believe this is the case, that the Melbourne Bulldogs game was a disappointing crowd at 48,000. It was the second most they've ever had at a home and away game. It's not disappointing. They've just got no fucking supporters, as Dane often says. Like, Collingwood and Carlton supporters are going to suddenly go to let's go to Melbourne Bulldogs because they're both got a chance of finishing top four. It doesn't fucking happen, idiots. Back to the important stuff. Jay Cav, getting back onto the issue with towels, how long is it acceptable to use the same one?
Is it before washing it?
Yeah.
Till my missus grabs it and says, that's enough.
Because technically you're getting out of a shower clean and you're drying yourself. So it's not like technically you're putting any germs on there. But if you don't hang your towel up and it stays wet and gets all fucking...
Well, are you technically drying your towel every time you dry yourself?
What?
Are you technically drying your towel every time you dry yourself? Because you're getting water on it, you're rubbing it around, giving it stretching it out. So maybe, especially if it's warm water straight off the shower, it's like basically being in a spin cycle. So technically you're washing your towel and you got soap on your body.
I'm just going to write that one down on Dane's top 10.
That's all timers, Sam.
But if you got soap on your body?
The answer, I think you're trying to say cleaning your towel each time, but you're saying drying. Clean. Yeah.
Okay. I meant to say washing your towel.
Technically,
don't hold it against me. Washing your towels.
So you think Taylor's sort of like the referee for towels? That's enough.
Just hang your towel up
and it's not that big a deal. It doesn't need to be done that often. But if you don't hang your towel up...
I hang your towel up. I get yelled at, dang, why is the towel on the bed? Oh, because I put it there. What do you reckon it's there? It's like I grew legs and we'll sat on the bed. It's there.
But also, well, if you don't exfoliate in the shower, if you don't get your dead skin off in the shower every now and then, when you do dry yourself with the towel, you're going to be getting dead skin on the towel. So, yeah, it needs washing. Gross.
I'm not a snake. I ain't got no dead skin.
Sorry, I'm just adding that to the list.
So, from Mick, Swanee, can you bring some stubby holders with you to Adelaide next month? This is from Daniel. A two-parter. Is the bump dead? McAdam shirt front looked great. World's got softer than baby food. Part two, people saw Mitch Robinson's tweet made Dane look like a genius. Has Dane told him to tweet more often?
I want to see Mitch Robinson's tweet. What did he say?
He was basically saying that that it's good, the bump, and that it evens up the competition, I guess, to paraphrase while looking up. But what were your thoughts about the...
Not that it's done often well, but if the bump's done fairly, it's a great thing in a game. But how often is it done fairly these days? Like if you line someone up and hit them straight, you know, shoulder to shoulder or something like that, and they send them climb, like people in the crowd get excited. But you run a very, very fucking high risk of getting suspended if you do that. Like, I've never bumped in my life because I didn't know how to do it. So that was never a problem of mine. But that's kind of where the world's going, you bump. But the tribunal, like, could you make sense of all three of those and how they all got different weeks?
Yeah.
Like, I thought Buddy's and Piggott's was probably the worst. Buddy got him flush as Piggott left the ground and the Adelaide kid... The bloke had the ball and didn't leave the van. I thought he got him in the... Now, I haven't seen the slow-mo. So AFL probably too scared to show that as well. But probably... I thought he got him in the... I thought he got him in his body. So he obviously must have hit him in the head. But it's got me fucked out. He had three and Buddy gets one and Peter gets two.
I didn't watch the Buddy one closely enough, but the difference between the three and the two was quite simple. It was that Bailey Smith got up and the other guy had to go off for the concussion protocols. So it wasn't the act. Yeah. It was more intent.
The result.
The result.
Well, I think that's bullshit because what about someone who's got a stronger jaw, like, and gets up and
The Lee Matthews thing is you get more for murder than attempted murder for exactly the same action. So,
when a good bump is hit, done fairly, it's awesome for the game. But you're fucking treading very.
Would you show it?
Well, the world is as soft as butter these days. So,
softer than baby food, the previous listener just said.
I've got Mitch Robinson tweet. I don't care what anyone says, and this is regards to the McAdam one, which was, I wouldn't want to cop that. That's a part of footy I bloody love. Take that out of the game, and it's just for who is the most talented. The tackle's already on the way up.
Yeah, that's spoken by someone who wasn't talented. Did you see what I said about a minute ago?
What?
That I never bumped in my life.
Is that like the defensive pressures side of things?
Well, it makes sense because I wasn't very talented, but I never bumped in my life, so I didn't have to. It's hard to bump when you got the ball rough. I'm not going to pick the ball up and run into someone and throw a bump at them. That's why we have role players.
From Rick. That shit. Did Dane ever get a concussion? If so, how was the treatment from medics?
Not that I can remember.
Oh, good one. What? Good one. Good gag.
I had one in Bali, but not playing footy, I don't think. No. Once again, like with bumping and that, I never stuck my head over the trough. I had no interest in getting hit. Like, I don't know why people tackle and warm up before a game. I have the complete opposite. All I try to do is not get tackled. What do I want to get out there and get tackled? If I get bumps, no thanks.
You shouldn't practice getting tackled if you want to not get tackled.
Absolutely. Why would you want to practice avoiding getting tackled, running away from people? That's what I was good at. So, no, I generally don't think I ever got concussed. Never happened to me. Once in
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
From Birdstar, are people that use the middle cubicle in a toilet, public toilet, fucking sociopaths?
Yeah, obviously, the other ones are not occupied, or yes.
There's been a study done on this. There's been a study done on the most frequently used toilet and therefore which should be the cleanest. And they reckon the first cubicle people always avoid and yes. often go to the second one. So if you want to clean the cleanest toilet, you should go to the first.
Bit of dunning that science here, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you something, Samantha.
Tell me, Dane.
There ain't no public toilet in the world that's clean.
Very true.
I did see a newspaper cartoon about how people use public toilets, and it's basically squatting upwards. And, yeah. you get to the back wall. That's Olympic-like.
Yeah.
From Drin. I'm about to get a big payout from my divorce. Should I use it for a deposit on a house or coke and hookers?
Oh, that's an easy one.
How many houses have you already got?
That's a lot of coke and a lot of hookers he'd be able to get. He'll have himself a year. Don't worry about that. Depends how expensive the hookers are, I guess. Get some hot top shelf ones, get some bottom of the barrel ones and just fucking... Go have yourself a month, mate, and then just downsize the house.
I'm going to play Jeopardy here. I'm going to do the answer before I ask the question. It wasn't in the AFL I'm tipping. Here's the question from Ross. Worst conditions, Dane, you've played in sport, where, when, and why?
Mate, well, basically every weekend I play at the peanut farm. That's the worst ground I've ever been on. It's a dog park. Dog shit everywhere, potholes. It's horrible. But I played in Alice Springs once. Playing AFL or playing like a fucking nap cup game, whatever you call it, was a cup. There was that much rain, like when you were standing on the ground, you couldn't see your ankles. Like, it was literally probably half a foot of water on the ground. We played the whole game for some stupid reason. I was played like a half, but that was like trying to get your feet out of the water. It was like, you know, when you run into the beach, like David Hasselhoff. That's kind of how he kept up your knees.
I'm sure you looked like the Hoff.
That was shit house. That was probably the worst actual condition of getting around. I played in some mud lately. That took me aback. I picked some up, said to Wales first, mate, what's this stuff? What's this fucking black stuff that's going all over me? This is weird.
Dane, is Will Chambers down training with you?
Yeah, Will's going to play.
Training in AFL?
He's going to have a go. Yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah. But I played in Morty Alec last year. It was like, I'm going to keep going. Wind wise, Williamstown.
Yeah.
You would have seen on the footy show heat where people would go and having a shot for goal, you know, go back over their head, like on the almost footy legends, whatever it is. So, that was my home ground for forever. So, man, I played, that was horrible. It was freezing cold on the water there. And like, you literally couldn't kick the ball up one end. So, for Wind, Williamstown. For rain, Alice Springs, and just for general shittiness of oval, the peanut farm.
you're not one to actually care about other people as a rule, Dane. It's starting with yourself, but I reckon you'll give some sympathy here. From Sass, Dane, if you think twins are a great contraceptive, try triplet girls.
Oh.
We've talked about this. I said, what the fuck would you do? It has to be like Total Recall, you know, with all the women with the three tits. It'd be that, especially the only is if you had them at the start, because once they all get down, you can see. So if you had the twins first, it'd be much easier because when they sleep, you could sleep. But when you've got another one, when they go to sleep, you still got to deal with the 2-year old, which is hard. But triplets would be fucking hell. Mm. So with four, like, you you don't know what you'd be fucked. Your life would be your life would be ruined for until they get to school. You need so much help. Like, crazy how much help you need.
What Sam Newman's line? You'd be stiff being the one on the bottle.
Yeah.
No.
From Sergio, can Dane do an interview with the Collingwood Cultural Pod Piehard? Must be a Collingwood supporter group.
Do a podcast or an interview, they say?
Interview on their podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Man, I'll do anything. Someone asked me to do something. if generally people get me, I'll do anything. I find it hard to say no. It's what gets me in trouble a lot.
From R. Jordan, one for Sam. Just got back from first WA trip. Why does the tap water taste like shit?
It's very different, isn't it? It's very different over there. I grew up drinking bore water, though. I grew up in the bush. And then when I moved to the city for high school and uni, I was like, fuck, this tastes like chlorine. But then when I come back to Melbourne, I think the water tastes different. It's weird, isn't it? It's very weird. I agree.
From Angus, how's Swanee finding the time for the pod with his new job?
I might always find time for you two, it is. Yeah. Thursdays is one day a week. Thursdays is my KPI day, basically. That's a day I've got nothing on. But Wednesdays is this.
Except work, you mean?
Thursdays KPI. And then I do my other stuff. But I'll squeeze it in. I usually like getting out of the house, get away for an hour or two.
From Chrissy, my cock was in the Guinness Book of Records. The librarian told me to take it out. Hey. And locked in the lights. Finished with, probably because I don't like getting fisted. It feels like someone's watching me.
Yeah. Yeah. That hurts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.